This is Judd Goldenberg with WRPR News. I'm here at the Birch Tree Inn. While many students are enjoying their time here, others feel as though they have a limited amount of options. I spoke with Rampo Jr. Melanie Klein.
How many students do you know on campus at Keith Kosher?
I mean, I know at least a couple who either live or have lived on campus and who have had to live in the CPAs because that was the only way for them to keep remotely kosher.
Melanie, a Jewish vegetarian, feels that although she can find a good meal once in a while, the school could definitely be more accepting of other people's choices. However, General Manager of Dining Services Jeff Danhart feels a different way.
As far as vegetarian meals, there are vegetarian meals offered at all locations at all times.
Melanie couldn't disagree more.
They have veggie burgers at dinner, and they have nothing but meat at lunch. It doesn't really help people who go to lunch.
While both Melanie and Jeff Danhart agree that Dining Services does a good job of describing what goes into its food and offering up services such as late night, Melanie feels that this does not change what she's actually eating.
The fact that we have it from 9 to 1, I feel like is a pretty fair thing. I think they definitely need to offer more healthy food during late night. I mean, they have the salad out, but it's very greasy. And if you're up at 1 in the morning, it doesn't necessarily mean that you want to eat crap.
Although the argument over meal choices at Rampo College rages on, it's always good to know that at Rampo College, you could always go to Route 17 just a few minutes away. With WRPR News, I'm Judd Goldenberg.